This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The global death toll from COVID-19 has topped 2 million, crossing the threshold on Friday, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The bleak milestone comes amid a monumental but uneven effort to vaccinate people against the coronavirus. In a video message, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "The world's leading economies have a special responsibility.
Governments have a responsibility to protect their populations, but vaccine nationalism is self-defeating and will delay a global recovery. COVID-19 cannot be beaten one country at a time."
In wealthy countries, including the United States, Britain, Israel, Canada, and Germany, tens of millions of citizens have already received shots, but elsewhere, immunization drives have barely gotten off the ground. Many health experts are predicting another year of loss and hardship in places like Iran, India, Mexico, and Brazil. Getting 100 million shots in Americans' arms in his first 100 days is only the beginning of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus plan. Biden said Friday that lasting impact will come from uniting the nation in a new effort grounded in science and fueled by billions in federal money for vaccination, testing, and outbreak sleuths.
"I'm convinced we can get it done. And this is a time to set big goals, to pursue them with courage and conviction, because the health of the nation is literally at stake."
About $400 billion worth of the plan is focused on measures aimed at controlling the virus. Those measures range from mass vaccination centers to more sophisticated scientific analysis of new strains to squads of local health workers to trace the contacts of infected people. This is VOA News. Washington, D.C. is nervously preparing for next week's inauguration amid heightened security fears, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's usually a festive event here in D.C., Americans arriving from all over and cramming the National Mall.
"This year will be significantly different."
Police Chief Robert Conti III's city is essentially locked down amid what the Secret Service's Matt Miller calls very concerning chatter online after the Capitol riot.
"We cannot allow a recurrence of the chaos and illegal activity."
There will be roughly five times as many National Guard members here in D.C. as there are U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. Most of the National Mall is closed, and the inauguration ceremony itself will be smaller than usual. That disappoints House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
"Obviously, we're excited about nominating a new president of the United States."
But she says what will not be different is the oath Joe Biden takes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ugandan soldiers entered the home of opposition leader Bobi Wine on Friday after he said Thursday's presidential election was marred by widespread fraud. The military moved in just hours after Wine said he would reject final election results even before they were done due to what he called the worst fraud in Uganda's election history. Speaking to the media at his home in Kampala, Wine alleged ballot stuffing, vote rigging, intimidation, and threats against media to prevent them from reporting irregularities. Wine declared himself president-elect over Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986, despite early results from Uganda's Electoral Commission showing the president with a strong lead over his challenger. If the 76-year-old Museveni is declared the winner over Wine, who is half his age, he would enter a sixth five-year term as president. Divers have found parts of the cockpit voice recorder as more personnel joined the search for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane that crashed last week in the Java Sea. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Divers are now narrowing their search after finding some parts of the cockpit voice recorder. The commander of the Navy's First Fleet Command says the team found the casing, beacon, and the batteries. Now on is the search for the memory unit. Investigators have downloaded information from a plane's flight data recorder, which was recovered earlier this week. More than 4,000 search and rescue personnel are supported by 14 airplanes and dozens of ships and inflatable boats in the ongoing search. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.